A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 57 degrees.
Got a crash in Roy just off the freeway, 5600 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
A Salt Lake man has admitted to lighting a police car on fire in the Salt Lake City riot back in May of 2020.
He is the final defendant to face consequences. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Christopher Rojas pleaded guilty in federal court this week to one felony count of civil disorder. It was a plea agreement. That day, demonstrators were protesting the killing of George Floyd back in May 2020, but the event turned violent when a group of people flipped a police car and started tearing it apart. Rojas admitted that he lit a piece of cloth on fire and threw it into the car. He remains on house arrest until his sentencing in November. Others involved are already serving prison sentences or awaiting sentencing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A man is dead after paragliding accident at Point of the Mountain. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details. Heather?
Well, Tim, Draper police say the call came in about 7:30 last night of a paraglider down. The man crashed just above the Salt Lake County Flight Park. Draper Police Lieutenant Pat Evans says emergency crews had to work to get to the man.
Medics and folks climbed up to the crash site. They attempted to resuscitate him. They were unsuccessful.
Bystanders tell officials the man fell about 50 feet, but his identity has not yet been released. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is warning drivers across the Wasatch Front that I-80 could be very crowded in places this weekend because of construction. Details from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Officials from UDOT say there will be ramp closures and restrictions at three different interchanges along I-80. The first closure happens tonight at 6 p.m. as the Redwood Road ramp to eastbound I-80 will close until 5 a.m. Monday. On Saturday, eastbound I-80 will be restricted to just one lane essentially all day near Echo Canyon east of 84, and they expect trucks going uphill will really slow everyone down. Then on Monday, crews will close the flyover ramp from Highway 40 to westbound I-80, and that will stay closed until the 30th. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A suspect in southern Utah faces nearly two dozen charges for the chase, shootout, and standoff near Beaver on I-15. Here's dash cam video when troopers tried to pull him over. Authorities say William Brooks then ditched the car but shot at police canines and officers. It led to a six-hour standoff that closed I-15. Brooks denied shooting at them. He was a wanted parole fugitive and is accused of having a stolen gun and drugs to distribute in his vehicle.
Utah transportation officials are getting a firsthand look at some of the road work going on in Davis County. Details from KSL TV's Mike Hedrick.
Utah Transportation Commission toured five different construction zones, including the widening of Highway 89 and I-15 project. UDOT officials showing the progress that's been made and discussing plans for the future. Utah Transportation Commission will hold a public meeting at Layton City Hall where they will discuss ongoing and upcoming projects.
That meeting is scheduled for this morning at 8:30, and officials are expected to take public comments.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A planned rally at the U.S. Capitol is getting pushback from former President Donald Trump. The rally is meant to support those charged in the January 6th attack, but the former president called it a setup. ABC's congressional correspondent Rachel Scott gives us just a glimpse of what happened in January.
The Justice Department reports approximately 1,000 assaults on law enforcement officers during the insurrection. Officer Daniel Hodges crushed in a doorway. Officer Michael Fanone grabbed, swarmed, and tased. More than 140 officers reported injuries, including head wounds and cracked ribs. One officer reportedly losing an eye.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new warning ahead of Saturday's rally, saying some supporters, quote, may seek to avenge in violence.
Top military advisor Mark Milley is speaking out publicly for the first time after revelations came out about secret actions he took in former President Trump's final months. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
After revelations in an upcoming book that top military advisor Mark Milley made secret calls to Chinese counterparts in President Donald Trump's final days in office, Milley is commenting for the first time, telling the Associated Press that the calls were, quote, perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job and routine. Milley said the calls were done to, quote, reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. The details have led to calls for his resignation, but President Joe Biden said Wednesday he has great confidence in him. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.